Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It is just plain nasty out there this morning. Cold and wet. We'll be in the 40s all day. Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunov has your extended outlook on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. Your top local stories. It's Wednesday, January 22nd. It's been a rough flu season in Dallas County with more flu cases confirmed than in other parts of the country. KRLD's Austin York reports.
About 26% of all flu tests in Dallas County this season have come back positive. That's compared with 23% nationally. Dr. Philip Wong, director of the county's health department, says February is the worst month for new flu cases.
That's what's been unusual with this particular season. It started earlier than previously. Now the A is increasing relative to type B. The type B does have more of a predilection for children, even though it's typically less severe, but then this predilection for children is concerning.
County officials are investigating another two potential pediatric flu-related deaths, including 16-year-old Teresa Termulo and a 10-year-old Capel student. Wong stressed it's not too late to get a flu shot. Austin York News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We have an update on a story you heard yesterday on KRLD. The man killed by Denton police at an apartment complex Tuesday morning, identified as a student at UNT. 23-year-old Darius Tarver was on track to graduate in May with a degree in criminal justice. He was shot and killed after coming at police with a meat cleaver and a frying pan. Tarver's family says he had no history of alcohol or drug abuse, but suffered a head injury in a car accident earlier this month. An autopsy is being performed. Meanwhile, the officer who was stabbed in that incident continues to recover. UNT will have counselors available on campus today. City leaders in Mesquite want to improve safety at convenience stores after a recent string of robberies. City Manager Cliff Cahilly says they're looking at several possible new requirements for those C stores.
It goes anywhere from cameras to visibility of windows to design features to allow better visibility from the street for police officers.
The city of Mesquite could put a moratorium on the construction of new convenience stores. While they look at those safety regulations, the city council will hold a public hearing on the issue next week. The Frisco City Council cracking down on pet stores in that city. As we hear from KRLD's Bailey Friday, it's all about protecting the pets.
The Frisco City Council just voted to update the animal ordinance with new requirements and regulations for pet stores. These changes come after the Humane Society released video of an undercover investigation at a petland store. The organization reported finding underweight, sick puppies in the store last September. Animal Services got involved and the store took action. Now, the community wants to make sure similar situations don't happen in the future.
If those problems continue, there will be penalties and there will indeed be consequences.
The new rules go into effect in 30 days and will require pet stores to meet a certain standard of animal care and record keeping. Stores that fail to do so will face penalties and could even lose their permits to sell animals. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
In McKinney, City Councilman LaShadion Shemwell, who's facing a recall election, is asking the court to limit that recall vote.
Shemwell has faced criticism since last year when he said North Texas was in what he called a black state of emergency following a number of high-profile police shootings where the victims were black. A consortium of voters gathered signatures to put a recall on the May ballot. That election will be citywide, but Shemwell isn't buying that. He argues he was elected only by the voters in his own district and that the recall should be limited to just those voters. So yesterday, Shemwell's lawyer filed federal paperwork to get a temporary restraining order. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Early voting is underway in the race to replace Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson in the Texas House. Early voting runs through Friday with a special election set for January 28th. There are two candidates running, community activist Lorraine Birabil and businessman James Armstrong III. The mayor has not endorsed either candidate. Johnson represented District 100 for 10 years before leaving the seat to run for mayor. That district covers most of East, West, and Southern Dallas. In Fort Worth, police start what they hope will become a series of community meetings to talk with people about improving communication with the citizens they serve. Here's KRLD's Alan Skaya.
The Fort Worth police chief talked to a community forum in the Como neighborhood. Ed Krause says an outside panel is reviewing department procedures and working with local activists. He also says Fort Worth police plan to start making body camera video public within 3 days of an officer-involved shooting. Krause says the department has historically resisted releasing that video. One woman who attended tells NBC5 she hopes to have more meetings like that.
Because it let us have communication with the police department and they have communication with the community.
Fort Worth police say they do hope to hold additional forums, saying they want to become a closer partner with the community and address people's concerns. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Sports, the Mavericks drop a tough one to the Clippers, 110-107. College basketball, TCU over Texas Tech, 65-54. Get continuing coverage of the impeachment trial today on News Radio 1080 at KRLD.com and in the radio.com app. And yes, more chances to win $1,000 throughout the day. Your first opportunity this morning at 8:14, and another chance each hour through the 4 p.m. hour. Thank you for listening to KRLD.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.